Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 2. The word of the Lord came to me. Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who devoured her were held guilty, and disaster overtook them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, you descendants of Jacob, all of you clans of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What fault did your ancestors find in me, that they strayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought us up out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, through a land of deserts and ravines, a land of drought and utter darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives? I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit and rich produce. But you came and defiled my land and made my inheritance detestable. The priests did not ask, where's the Lord? Those who deal with the law did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols. Therefore, I bring charges against you again, declares the Lord, and I will bring charges against your children's children. Cross over to the coasts of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there's ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant, a slave by birth? Why then is he become plunder? Lions have roared, they have growled at him, they have laid waste his land. His towns are burned and deserted. Also the men of Memphis and Tophanes have cracked your skull. Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now why go to Egypt to drink water from the Nile? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the Euphrates? Your wickedness will punish you, your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty. Long ago you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds. You said, I will not serve you. Indeed, on every high hill and under every spreading tree, you lay down as a prostitute. I have planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt, wild vine? Although you wash yourself with soap and use an abundance of cleansing powder, the stain of your guilt is still before me, declares the Sovereign Lord. How can you say I am not defiled? I have not run after the Baals. See how you behaved in the valley. Consider what you have done. You are a swift she-camel running here and there, a wild donkey accustomed to the desert, sniffing the wind in her craving. In her heat, who can restrain her? Any males that pursue her need not tire themselves. At mating time, they will find her. Do not run until your feet are bare and your throat is dry. But you said, it's no use. I love foreign gods, and I must go after them. As a thief is disgraced when he's caught, so the people of Israel are disgraced. Their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets. They say to wood, you are my father, and to stone, you gave me birth. They've turned their backs on me and not their faces. Yet when they're in trouble, they say, "Come and save us." Where then are the gods you've made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you when you're in trouble. For you, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns. Why do you bring charges against me? You've all rebelled against me, declares the Lord. In vain I punished your people. They did not respond to correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a ravenous lion. You of this generation, consider the word of the Lord. Have I been a desert to Israel, or a land of great darkness? Why do my people say, "We're free to roam"? We will come to you no more. Does a young woman forget her jewelry, or a bride forget her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me for days without number. How skilled you are at pursuing love! Even the worst woman can learn from your ways. On your clothes is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor, though you did not catch them breaking in. Yet in spite of all this, you say, "I am innocent. He's not angry with me." But I will pass judgment on you because you say, "I have not sinned." Why do you go about so much changing your ways? You will be disappointed by Egypt as you were by Assyria. You will also leave that place with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those you trust. You will not be helped by them. There's much in view in this chapter, but the basics are this. The Lord considered himself to be Israel's husband, and Israel to be wed to him like a bride. He considers Israel's involvement and Judah's involvement with other gods as a form of adultery. It's almost like a sexual sin within a marriage. And so Israel was devoted to Yahweh at one time like a bride should be devoted to her husband. This is verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, "Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me." Now this is the way the Lord views this. He was looking at marriage as a parable of the relationship he was to have with his people. That Israel, when he took them to Mount Sinai and gave them the covenant through Moses, they were like a bride and they loved him. But regrettably, the love they once had toward the Lord has grown cold. The Lord asked the question in verse 4, "What fault did your ancestors find in me that they strayed so far from me?" And then he even mentions the religious leaders. The priests did not ask, "Where is the Lord?" Those who deal with the law did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, worthless idols. And so this mention of idolatry is a common theme throughout this chapter. Therefore, the Lord says, "I bring charges against you. I will bring charges against your children's children." So the Lord's had enough, and he's charging them with their many sins. Judah has rejected Yahweh for idols. Verse 11, "Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they're not even gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols." Friends, this sin of idolatry was the great sin of the northern kingdom that allowed judgment to come on them. Now, God's people in Judah are spiritually seeking other gods like lovers. The Lord compares it to lovers, and he compares their actions like those of a prostitute. Verse 19, "Your wickedness will punish you," the Lord says. "Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God." Verse 20, "Long ago you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds. You said, 'I will not serve you.' Indeed, on every high hill and under every spreading tree, you lay down as a prostitute." Now he's talking about this spiritual infidelity, like prostitution. They're seeking of other gods to the Lord was like a married woman leaving her husband and behaving as a prostitute. So somehow the people were somewhat oblivious to their own corruption. But the Lord just keeps explaining to them their sin. And he says, "How can you say I'm not defiled? How can you not be aware of this?" And then some very provocative language. He compares his people as animals in heat. They're sexually seeking other gods, like animals seek mates during mating time. These are the words of the Lord from verse 23 about his people. You are a swift she-camel running here and there, a wild donkey accustomed to the desert, sniffing the wind in her craving. In her heat, who can restrain her? Any male that pursues her need not tire themselves. At mating time, they will find her. But you said, it's no use. I love foreign gods, and I must go after them. So this is the issue. The idolatry is bringing judgment on the nation. They've rebelled against the Lord. They've sought other gods. The people have behaved like spiritual prostitutes and adulterers toward God. And so the Lord once again reminds them. He says, why do my people say we're free to roam? We will come to you no more. Does a young woman forget her jewelry or a bride forget her wedding ornaments? Once again, this imagery like Israel is the wife of God. Does she, like a bride, forget her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me, the Lord says, for days without number. So therefore, the Lord is going to bring judgment on them because they've sinned, and not only because they've sinned, because they say they have not sinned. This is a problem. And so, friends, we want to be cognizant of the fact that we, like Israel too, can be unwilling to repent of our own sins. Let's ask now that the Lord would search us and show us if there's anything we need to deal with. Holy Spirit, we just call on you to reveal our sins to us. Israel went through this period of becoming hardened and spiritually blind to their own sins and iniquities and transgressions. Lord, we don't want that to happen to us. So Holy Spirit, move on each of us now. Show us, Lord, where we've rebelled against the Lord, and give us grace to repent and turn back. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.